Hello, this is Matthew Bullis from Phoenix, Arizona, and this lesson will be a tutorial on the EasyCord guitar attachment. And as the description says, you don't have to take any lessons to be able to get four chords out of this attachment. Now, I don't know if you'd want to take this out in a performance setting, because it's a cheating device, basically. But it does work, and I guess you could do it if you needed to back somebody up and they wanted to switch to a different instrument and they handed you the guitar and said, play these four chords. But you put this attachment on and it gives you four chords. It has little plastic nubs on it that press the right frets. So since it does work, I will start with just getting it out of the package. And you can get this from e-zchord.com. So e-zchord.com. 1995 plus the shipping, so it's $23.95 basically, and it comes from Oklahoma, and it came here to Arizona over the weekend. They sent it out on Friday, and I got it Tuesday. I'm going to go through the way your guitar should be tuned, and then I'll go through what you're supposed to do with it. Your guitar normally should be tuned E-A-D-G-B-E, starting from the top, so E. A, D, G, B, and the high E. Since this is a beginner attachment, I will describe things as a beginner point of view. I'll also try to explain things if you are experienced so you can explain it to somebody else. This EasyCord fits on the first fret, so that means that when you play it, if you don't retune your guitar, you're going to actually be playing in sharps, like you'll get an F major chord instead of an E major chord, and you'll get a G sharp major chord instead of a G. So you actually have to tune this down a half a step. And in my personal playing, I do that anyway, so when I put the attachment on, it was E major anyhow. So to tune this down, you're playing in flat, so you've got E flat, A flat, and C sharp, and all lows. So if you're trying to tune this to a piano, it's going to be a little harder to do. So I'll just explain that your frets are the metal bars that go underneath the strings, and they get shorter in distance as you go up the neck. Your first string is E, but you need to pull it down to E flat. I would not recommend that you put the EasyCord on and then try to tune to these notes, because there's so much pressure on the strings that you're going to break them if you do that, because you're trying to tune the strings while there's already pressure on them. So, unfortunately, you can't do that. I'm going to tell you which frets to press in order to get the notes that you need. Okay, so here's how to get your guitar tuned like you need it to be right with the EasyCord. Now, you got your E here, but you really need the note below it. So, what I've done is, I'm on the second string. You need to go to the 6th fret on the 2nd string, and tune your low E, just a little bit, not even a quarter of a turn. Go back to your 6th fret and see if it matches. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, those match. Now, your 2nd string is at A, and you need it to be you should be able to hear the difference. That is 2, 3, 4, 5. So the 5th fret on the 1st string now. Remember, we retuned the 1st string. So tune down your 2nd string. Third string. That needs to be here. that is on the 5th fret. On the 2nd string, so your 2nd string you press down on the 5th fret. And now they match. Now your 5th fret again on your 3rd string. Hit your 4th string. Okay, now that should be in tune, but check it again. 3, 4, 5. Not quite. There we go. Okay, back to your 4th fret on your G, that's the 4th string. 2, 3, 4. Alright. Now, this string here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Move your bottom string, your high E. Now they match. Now, if you don't know guitar chords, it should be in tune. It should sound like this. In fact, let me do a quick chord to make sure that it's in tune for me. Yep, okay. Your guitar should now sound like this. That's your low E. Now E flat. This is your A. Now flatted. Next string, the 3rd string is... Next string is... Second to last string is this. The highest string is now this. So that's how your guitar should be tuned now. Now, if you are an experienced guitar player, you'll be playing an F sharp instead of G. And B instead of C. And C sharp instead of D. Get these fancy notes that I'm getting with the easy chord, because it just presses the chord and that's it. Actually, you only get the 4 chords, so you'll be getting E major, A major, D major, and G major, so you won't get all these different chords. But the easy chord is just a beginner's thing for kids or people who want to pick it up and just try it out. Now we'll get onto the easy chord itself. Now it's 2 pieces. When you get it in the package, it's going to have the screws in it. Take them out. You need to take them all the way out because you're going to need to re-thread them in. One on either side here. I've got them threaded in all the way to keep it... This is when you don't have it on. You want to keep the screws so you don't lose them. Keep them threaded in here. Alright, so I've got them out. Now you've got the 2 pieces of the easy chord. One of them has the curved end on it where it would fit on the bottom of the neck. That's the one, of course, you put in that area. You put that on the bottom of the neck. The other piece has the 4 buttons with a little plastic tab sticking out. You put that with the rubber area onto the strings of the guitar. And then you put the screws down from the top. So the heads of the screws where you unscrew them are facing up. Now you take the other piece, put it underneath right where the neck is, and you line it up just before you get to the first fret. So right in front of the first metal bar. Now you hold it and you start putting in the screws from the top. This is the way that it works best, so it can hold the pressure on the strings. Now you put, just alternately start turning the screws on either side. Just alternate so that you get even pressure. May take a bit to do. Because you may, if you put it in wrong, or if you put too much tightening on one side, you're not going to be able to tighten up the other side. So just switch off. Never mind about the noises that it's making as you're screwing it in. It's just banging against the strings. And as you get it tighter, you can adjust it. You want to have this so that as the top plastic piece is lined up, the one edge, they're lined up all together so that it's not off center. When you've got that done, you've got to screw down the attachment all the way till it won't go anymore, and hopefully it's lined up. If it isn't, unscrew it a little bit and line it up. Now what you have is, it's acted as a capo on the first fret, so you have back to your normal tuning. Now these plastic pieces underneath are going to touch the right strings and the right positions on the strings to make the chords. As I said, you have E major, A major, D major, and G major. So now, either overhand or underhand, you can press the chords, and you've got on the bottom right, and then move upwards and a little bit to the left. Then move to your left without changing position to the next button. And then move down from there. That's back towards you. Now, since that chord doesn't seem to want to play properly, you may need to make a little adjustment. So shift over the easy chord just a little bit and see if it lines up any better. Yep, that worked. And I put my pick back on, which I use a thumb pick, but you can use a flat pick, and then shift to another chord. To another chord here. And what we've got here is one of these strings has gone a little sharp. So that's your B. So we'll just tune it down just a little bit. Not even a quarter of a turn, just a tiny bit. I'm going to use an advanced trick here. There we go. It turns out that the G here was a little bit flat, so I just tuned it. I wouldn't recommend tuning. As I said, don't tune while you have this on, really, but I just took a chance there and did it real quick. It takes a little bit of getting used to, and you may have to apply different kinds of pressure to each button since there's just plastic pieces underneath the strings pressing down on where they need to be. so with your left hand, all you're doing is pressing one of the four buttons. If you press more than one at a time, you'll get odd chords because it's pressing different ones. So it makes some interesting noises. So that's basically all there is to it, except for that if you loosen the screws a little bit, enough so that you can slide it up one more fret, and here's what you'll get. I slid this up one fret, so it's on the second fret. But if you don't retune your guitar like I showed you before, this is where you'll be. Now, because we've moved capo, and because this has such odd pressure on here, there we go. This is where you'll be if you don't retune. You'll be sharp. G sharp, or they call it A flat. E flat. B flat. F major. So that's what it'll sound like if you don't retune. Move it up again. Just unscrew a little bit here. Move it up again, and then screw it back down. This is what a capo does. It clamps on the strings so that when you're playing chords, you can play the same chords, but it'll be different keys. Now, we're up here, and we've got... A, E, B major, F sharp major, and we appear to have not quite gotten it on here. There we go. You have to shift a little bit. Keep moving up here, and as I said earlier, the fret spacing changes as you move up the neck. That's just the way the physical properties of strings work. As the string gets shorter, your notes get higher. So there's only so far you can move this up. Because of the physical spacing, it's only really expecting you to move up a little bit. So you can't move this past the fifth fret before the chords start sounding bad, because the plastic tabs are reaching for the notes which were in the same positions on those frets, but since the fret spacing is shorter as you go up the neck, it's reaching farther than what it needs to. We're on the fourth fret now, so let's see how we are. B flat and F. Do a little bit of retuning, which I've just tuned down a little bit. G and C. You notice we didn't get a natural C chord out of this easy chord. Maybe it was too difficult to shape it, but you got C and G here. So you can play in the keys of C and F, and you got B flat. I realize if you're not a guitarist that you may not be able to get these fancy strumming that I'm doing, but what I'm doing is I'm moving back and forth with a thumb pick. By the way, this does come with a tape and a songbook. The tape, he goes through real simple stuff like... So if you need that kind of instruction, it's on the tape. The songbook has some of the typical songs you'd find in guitar songbooks, you know, like maybe like Skip to My Lou and things like that. But this one goes into more traditional folk songs, even some that I hadn't heard before. The tape goes on to the second side, and he does all sorts of songs, all sorts of like some spirituals and things like that, even ones I hadn't been familiar with. While I was talking, I moved it up, and this is the highest you can get. This, you can only go up to the 5th fret before the chords start reaching past what they're supposed to on the fretboard. Now see that this G chord, which now we're in B, it's starting to reach past what it's supposed to. So just be careful. So what I've done is I'm pressing down on the G chord button, which is the one on the bottom right, but I'm exerting pressure to the left and down. So I'm kind of pushing to the left. It's almost too much for it. Let me adjust it and see if we can sort of shift it back here. That's almost too much for it. Let me try the other chords here. You get F sharp and C sharp there. And A flat major. Since that's causing a little bit of problem, you may not want to hit that top note. See, it's sounding terrible there. So if you're going to play that and it's not working for you, just use the rest of the notes. Now, if you haven't tuned your guitar down like we did earlier, if you just left it in standard tuning, like if it's somebody else's guitar and you don't want to risk breaking the strings by tuning it down, then what you are, you're in C. And you're getting your C major via the G chord, and you're getting A major because of the E chord that's there, and you're getting a G major because of the D chord that's there, and the other chord that you're getting is D major because of your A major chord that's there. So I hope that's not confusing to you, but that's as far as you can go up on the neck, because as we heard, it's reaching beyond what the fret spacing is for that. That's the easy chord, and I've moved it back to the first position. That's just behind the first fret, and I'm tightening the screws down on it. You have to tighten each side here. So now you're at the standard tuning. I hope that this has been interesting for you, and that it may be something that you might want to get for yourself if you're not a guitarist and would like to just have something just to strum along with. I realize you're limited in your chords, but I've been playing for several years, and so I don't need it, but it's for those who aren't guitarists that they may want to pick it up. You know, if I can say to someone, back me up, it's just the G chord. They can do that, and I can play something else. You may remember I did an auto harp demonstration. You press down the buttons and it dampens the notes that aren't supposed to be in the chord, so that might be another avenue to explore. But if I was to hand this guitar to someone and say, back me up, it's a G chord and a G chord and an A, then I could pick up another instrument and play along, as long as they know where to change your chords. And if you get this, and this is for someone new on the guitar who doesn't know how to play, the tape goes through the different strums. Like he goes, so it's real simple that he starts out with. And the book, of course, is in print, so I don't know what sort of notation he has, but since you're not playing actual chords on it, I'm assuming that it just lists the buttons you're supposed to press, like 1, 2, 3, and 4. So that's the easy chord. I hope it's been interesting. I hope it's something you might want to get. I'm unscrewing it now from the guitar. E-ZChord.com. That's E-ZChord.com. It's $19.95. plus the shipping, which is like $4 or something like that. And it gets to you pretty quickly. So it's like $23.95. And so I thought it was well worth it for the small amount of money that I paid, just as a curiosity for me personally. I'm glad that somebody thought this up, because I wouldn't have known what to do about how to put those little plastic nubs on the underside of it. I think that you'll enjoy it if you get it. There's also another package you can buy for $40. Plus the shipping, so about $45 or so. You can get it with a DVD with more songs and things. So you can get the cassette package or you can get the DVD. So it depends on what you're going for. But either way, the easy chord will be the same. It just depends on what sort of instruction you want. I can't think of anything more to say about this, so I hope you liked it. And if you had any questions, I'm not on the list there, so you just have to email me directly, MatthewBullis@runbox.com. That's MatthewBullis at runbox.com, just how it sounds, RUNBOX.com. So thanks for listening.